Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, former general manager of the Washington Redskins, Houston Texans, three-time Super Bowl champion in the front office is Charlie Casserly, now a member of the NFL Network. Charlie, appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Charlie's also a part of the NFL Advisory Board, too, and was a part of the process for the Green Bay Packers, as Mark Murphy pointed out. As far as helping Mark pick a head coach, how involved were you in this? Were you talking to Mark as the interview process was going on with different guys? Was he using you as a sounding board after these interviews?
Yeah, we had a couple of conversations during the process, right at the beginning, and then others throughout the process. But basically, he asked me my opinion on different coaches. I gave him my opinion, and obviously, we can't share any of that on the air, but I wasn't there for any interviews. This is, phone conversations.
So the Matt LaFleur interview happens, and as Mark puts it, pretty much knocked his socks off and everybody else that was in that room. I would assume that he then had a conversation with you about it. And did he tell you then what Matt LaFleur's plan was for Aaron Rodgers to get your take on whether or not it would work?
No. In other words, we had conversations at the beginning. We'll say maybe about 75% through, and then we had a conversation when it was all over and we kind of reviewed the candidates.
You know, they went through, Charlie, about 10 candidates, and he was the last one. How exhausting of a search were that? Because you go through 10, but then they were able to be the first team to actually hire a coach to be in on all that.
Well, it's exhausting to do it.
Okay? Right.
It's exhausting for these coaches to go through, and it's exhausting to do it, but it was split up a little bit. It gives you a good perspective on a number of candidates, which is good. I think they went in with an open mind, and I think that's important to keep the open mind all the way through it. So I think I told somebody, I said, there's going to be eight new coaches, eight teams are going to get their first choice. That's the difference of opinion of teams had on coaches.
You look at this Green Bay Packer team right now, and, of course, the structure is a little bit different. You've got Russ Ball. You've got Mark Murphy. You got Brian Gutekunst. Outside looking in, how do you think those guys work together?
Oh, I think they work together very well. But again, we'll have to see how the three of them work together as they go forward. I know Mark for forever, and I like Mark. He's an easy guy, I think, to work with. Very smart, can get to the point quickly. I don't know Brian, but everything I've ever heard about him is good.
Talking with Charlie Casserly on the Wendy's Big Show, NFL Network analyst, as well as a member of the NFL Advisory Committee and NFL Network analyst and three-time Super Bowl champion, a member of the front office. Charlie, when you look at the way that coaching hires are going in the NFL right now this year, there didn't seem to necessarily be that one hot name that everybody wanted. Is this one of the times when a front office can sit back and really be deliberate in these interviews?
I think you could this year. Because again, I think eight teams got their first choice, but normally you can't. Normally you sometimes have got to move fast on these things. This year, you didn't seem to have to move fast.
Have teams come after you at all about trying to get back in and being a general manager with NFL teams?
No, it's been a while, and I decided quite a while ago that we had a wonderful career. As far as being fortunate to be with the number of years we were, we won championships in Washington, got to start a team in Houston. So I'm excited about the things I'm doing in my life right now.
When you put together a coaching staff like Matt LaFleur is doing in Green Bay, and it seemingly is a bunch of guys in their 30s on the offensive side of the football, do you get worried about how that works with a veteran NFL team?
Well, I think you like to have a mix in your staff between, older guys and younger guys. I don't think you have to have that, but I like to see that. That doesn't mean it has to be that way, but I like to see that mix.
You know, the relationship with Matt LaFleur, let's just face it, has got to be with Aaron Rodgers to try to get him back on track. Was that discussed at all with LaFleur talking to Rodgers and making sure that relationship was good or that Rodgers was on board with it?
I don't know if Rodgers had any conversations with LaFleur before he took the job. I'm sure they've talked since then. I never asked Mark that question. My impression was that Rodgers was not going to be directly involved in the interview process, so I'd be surprised if he was. But I think each coach had to come in with a plan, which is logical. What's your plan for Aaron Rodgers? If you're going into Cleveland, what's your plan for Baker Mayfield? If you're going into the Jets, what's your plan for Sam Darnold? Rodgers is unique because he's a veteran. He's won championships. He's going to have some strong feelings on what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do. So, you know, how do you communicate what you want to do to him, and how is your plan to talk to an Aaron Rodgers? So every coach probably went in and studied Aaron Rodgers, not only on tape, but the personality, what things he likes, what things he doesn't like, what's the best way to communicate with him. And I think that was a must for the coaches preparing for these interviews.
It just felt a little different this year, Charlie, with all the new hires. It just felt like the turnover of coaches are much younger than they've ever been. Is that the new way now in the NFL? You got a lot of these guys that are about 39 years old, and they feel like they all come from Shanahan and the McVay tree. That's where everybody's going for. And there's outside of Fangio, most of these guys are very young.
That's this year. We'll see what the trend is in 2 years. Okay. The trend that's disturbing is there's too many openings.
Correct.
You can't have 7 and 8 openings every
year. I agree.
You're turning over the league. You're not giving coaches a fair chance. So, therefore, you're getting a year like this where you're getting a lot of more unknowns than normal. And guys with not a lot of experience. Now, hey, Matt Nagy, half of your playing, calling plays, did a brilliant job in Chicago. Didn't surprise me knowing Matt. But then other coaches come in, and maybe they're not ready for it. So too many openings too fast is the problem we have.
Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned it, because you've been around for a long time. Your head coach and a general manager, should they be tied together as far as what players that they want for their offense and for their defense when you're drafting? And, you know, Parcells made that comment a long time ago, something about it, you know, if they want me to be the cook, I should be the chef and all that kind of stuff. Do you believe in that process?
Well, I love Bill, and I have great admiration for him, but he won his Super Bowls when he wasn't the chef, see, okay, with the New York Giants, okay, so we have to remember that. Though Bill did do a great job everywhere he was, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. What you have to do as a general manager is get on the same page as the coach, know exactly what he wants, and get players that fit his system, okay? That's your job. Everything should be pointed to making that head coach successful. Now, some coaches are better at adapting players to a system than others. Some coaches are better at being more clear in what they want and being more realistic in what they want. That's the difference. But I always felt we sat down with the coaching staffs we had, give us the blueprint of what you need, and then we're going to go get those players. That's our job.
And from that standpoint, do you get down with the power structure in Green Bay with Mark Murphy kind of being the final guy, Russ Ball reporting to him, the guy that does the contracts? Then you have Matt LaFleur that also reports to Murphy, not to the general manager. And then obviously Brian Gutekunst also reports to him. And then I guess last year they were having weekly meetings with Mike McCarthy, all four of them between games.
Well, I worked in two organizations. I worked with the Washington Redskins. I worked with the Houston Texans. Washington Redskins won a lot of championships. Head coach reported to the owner, and the general manager reported to the owner. Now, I'm not sure that's the way it was written down, but that's the way it was, okay? And the same thing in Houston. Green Bay is unique because Mark's the owner. Owner represents the owners, okay? I can't imagine a situation where the head coach does not report to the owner, or that the general manager can fire the head coach without the owner's approval. Okay, maybe that's the way to put it. You can't fire the head coach without the owner's approval.
Charlie Casserly, formerly of the Washington Redskins and the Houston Texans, 3-time Super Bowl champion, as a member of the front office and now an analyst on NFL Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Charlie Casserly and find Charlie on NFL Network's Up to the Minute Friday at 3 p.m. Central. Charlie, really, really appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, great to be with you now.
There's Charlie Casserly joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start a renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans, those right here in our communities, since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.